This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. Iranian State TV says a leading Iranian nuclear scientist was killed in a targeted attack that employed explosives and machine gun fire. Israel says the scientists, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, led Iran's military nuclear program until its disbanding in the early 2000s. Israel has not commented on the attack itself. Iranian State TV said Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements. He died at a local hospital after doctors and paramedics failed to revive him. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard. That's a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was traveling in. Others wounded, including Fakhrizadeh's bodyguards, were also taken to a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and video shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood pooled on the road. Iran blamed Israel for the attack. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif wrote on Twitter of, quote, serious indications of an Israeli role. The military advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Hossein Degan, vowed to, quote, strike as thunder at the killers of this oppressed martyr. He said on Twitter that Israel hopes, quote, to intensify pressure on Iran and create a full-blown war. Israel has declined to comment, as have U.S. authorities and the transition team of President-elect Joe Biden. You can follow this story at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced economic sanctions Friday on Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that the four firms accused of, quote, transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program will be subject to restrictions on U.S. government aid and on their exports for 2 years. The sanctions imposed Wednesday were against two China-based companies, Chengdu Best New Materials and Zibo Elim Trade, as well as Russia-based Nilco Group and joint stock company Elicon. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States in 2018 from the Iran nuclear deal, which was established 3 years earlier under then-President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has since reimposed crippling sanctions on the Islamic Republic in what he calls a campaign of, quote, maximum pressure. The Trump administration has also since shown its determination to sanction any foreign country or company that does not comply with its Iran policies. A huge blast went off in Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least seven people, hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least seven people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attack. That's according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu as part of its bid to overthrow the Somali government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic law. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's latest effort to challenge the election results in a case expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court if Trump appeals. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding his campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud. Instead, the court said, the campaign's claims have no merit. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani called the election process fraudulent during oral arguments in a lower court last week, but he offered no proof. Circuit Judge Stefanos Bibas, a Trump appointee, wrote on Friday that calling an election unfair does not make it so. Former Honduran President Manuel Zelaya said Friday he'd been unjustly detained at the Central American nation's Tancantin International Airport as he was getting ready to travel to Mexico for a seminar. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.